Latin truckers from the busiest little outpost in the galaxy. If you're here, you're a mug, and we love you for it. If you're not here, then you're missing out. I am, as ever, Dick Chafing, and in the slightly worn chair opposite me, I'm joined tonight by...
Rudolf Hucker. Good hello.
I've always been to ask you, did your parents really mean to give you that name?
Nah, just my nom de plume. Real name's Jeff.
Jeff Hucker?
Nope, that's Cecil's job.
Moving swiftly along, busy show today with a special guest slot from the galaxy's top truck salesman, Mr. Buck Naked himself. However, first, we have the news.
Klopster's Glopeter-Glopeter disaster.
Ermintrude in zero-G, not tightening fright.
Lave Radio Network finally has a crack at the big time.
Buck ends up naked.
Alvin orders new pest controls for Hutton and more cash for travellers.
First tonight, fresh from his dropping of nearly 100 million credits worth of data on Hutton systems and completing integrity repairs on the Glopeter Glopeter, which is now more of a slurper slurper, followed by a bumpin' grinder. Commander Klopster joined the team over in Wolf 124, a system where Hutton are hoping to reach the dizzy heights of not being a nobody here anymore. Unfortunately, he misread Major General Noctivagus' instructions to bring them to their knees and promptly offered everyone a go on the business end of his big beam laser, at which point they all turned and shot at him. Not to be undone, he unleashed the fires of fury at them and melted 13 million credits worth of bounties out of the lot of them, which he handed in at Wolf 124. Now, ordinarily this would be epic. Unfortunately, the payout came out of the coffers of the system owner, who isn't Hutton Orbital. After a stern word from Alvin, Klopster was sent for a new set of glasses. Noctivagus was sent for handwriting lessons. Vantaton was sent into a purple fit. As luck would have it, one Commander Jethro of Origin Unknown, though he does have some nice dreadlocks and a penchant for funny-smelling carrot-shaped hand-rolled cigarettes. And Commander Terran saved Klopster's bacon and handed in 30 million to the Hutton representative at Yamazaki 2. This is an important note to all Hutton pilots. Bad puns aren't always easy to swallow when you're a boring federal, and kill warrant scanners are bad things that should be put in the bin at the first opportunity. Thank you.
There is a major health and safety investigation underway at Zamka in George's Pants this week after an innocent-looking piece of DIY turned into a full station evacuation. There's yellow tape everywhere, a couple of guys with yellow tabards and clipboards tusking at everything, and a pilot in the infirmary with second-degree embarrassment and a major walkway rash to his knees. The incident appears to have started when one commander, Ermintrude, ill-advisedly decided to perform his six-monthly service on his Python on his own. It appears that he discarded the workshop manual, grabbed the nearest cordless two-person impact wrench, and started tightening his nuts. After around 30 minutes of hard wrenching, one of his nuts managed to jam. At this point, he discovered that he hadn't engaged his zero-G mag boots. With the nut suddenly stopping, the torque of the wrench was transferred back through the handle, at which point he appears to have started what was described by onlookers as a fair impression of an extractor fan. After 200 to 300 revolutions, his wrench stripped the head of his nut, fell off, and he careened across the docking bay. His remlock engaged to protect him, which wasn't much use as he promptly vomited into it. The wrench, at this point, still spinning at high speed, caught one of the refueling lines and proceeded to wrap it around Ermintrude's spinning shaft, dragging him across the pad on his knees, still vomiting. It reached the end. at which point the fuel line split and a stray spark ignited a fireball, which started the automated foam fire suppressant. By the time the rescue services arrived, half the station had been evacuated, and they discovered Commander Ermintrude sitting against a nearby bulkhead, utterly hairless, covered in foam and vomit, whilst what used to be his python now resembled a melted modern art sculpture. Let this be a lesson to all commanders everywhere. When your python needs a little love, call in the experts, and whatever you do, don't go DIY. He isn't called Ermintrude the Noob for no reason.
Our good friends at the Lave Radio Network, commanded by Alan Stroud, the self-styled station commander of Lave, pending, have entered a conflict for control of their namesake station at last. The workers of Lave Liberals, that well-known and very confused bunch of socialist hippies, and not to be confused with the liberal workers of Lave or the working Lave librarians, nor indeed the shirkers of Lave Liberals, splitters, are likely to secede ownership of the station to our sister broadcaster. Alan Stroud, commander-in-waiting, had the following comment.
We stand on the edge of progress. A generation ago, the Lave system was freed from oppression, but sometimes people fall back into old habits. Those with influence, money, and power are difficult to dislodge. Those who want a fair say and a chance to make a living can be marginalized. We stand for those people. The second technicians, the loading bay specialists, market sellers, part-time crew, and our space pilots. Lave Radio Network is Lave's voice in the darkness, a candle in the black. We need your support to make that candle burn bright, to make Lave the best it can possibly be. So join us, trade, fight, earn credits, and be part of something great! Hutton promptly dispatched a crack team under the command of Commander Flossie and our very own Psycho Cow to assist in any way possible. At this stage, by evacuating anyone who needed it. War starts tomorrow. 25 billion people are crying out for Fozza and his big spanner. 25 billion people need aid levice. 25 billion people need more reasons to debate things every Tuesday night, and we Huttonites are the people to help them achieve their dream.
More disasters this week, as visiting dignitary Buck Naked of Lakon Spaceways, arriving at Hutton to announce the latest Hutton's Top Trucker results, ended up in a compromising situation. Upon arrival, he thought he'd pop out to the facilities. As he left his ship, a Momus Bog Spaniel, no relation to Alvin, was running around the pad, so he closed the door so as not to let it at his jerky supplies, having chased it out twice already. He did the necessary in Cubicle 3, ran back to his ship, and realised he'd locked the keys inside. Luckily, he'd left the top hatch on the Type 6 open on the landing pad to ventilate the cockpit. Unfortunately, he's not the spry 20-something he used to be, nor the 30-something we suspect, and probably not even the 40-something he ought to be. After struggling, he managed to reach the skylight and tried wedging himself in, which, according to him, is like stuffing the galaxy's largest hamburger into Lael's pinched mouth. It's just not going to fit. He slipped off the top of the Type 6, caught the belt of his trousers, which parted company with his body at speed, and a small squeak, and Buck ended up sitting naked on the platform just as the welcome committee, along with Alvin and a full press entourage armed with big cameras, appeared. We all laughed it off, though, and offered him a spare orange jumpsuit to cover his ample modesty.
Our glorious leader, Alvin, flush with cash, has ordered a series of upgrades to Hutton Orbital. Not content with adding a search and rescue agent to the station services, he has placed orders for a series of anti-pirate pest-pounding platforms to float outside the station and deter any evildoers. He is also in protracted negotiation with galactic authorities, which we understand will increase mission payouts to Hutton more than tenfold. Finally, people won't come here just for the mugs. They might get a little cash for the privilege, too. With the demise of the crazy Quince Gold Rush of 3302 and 3303, there are rumors that Hutton will fast become the must-visit destination, with payouts on missions now expected to be based on the length of supercruise at the destination. I went to Hutton, and all I got was enough cash to buy an anaconda. And a mug.
On that bombshell, we're ending the news there with only one more thought, submitted by new trucker SC Davros. The void is the only thing you have to plan ahead for.
That's deep, very deep. He might be talking about getting to Beagle for a rescue in 2 days flat, or he might be our resident philosopher.
Well, with everyone off breaking things in the beta simulator, smashing things in Lumen 16, and battling the liberals in Lave, we've got the usual ramshackle show ahead. But first, somehow appropriately, we have a fight test.